to As Goes Wisconsin. So this might be my favorite. I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite Queen song. Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously, I think is the obvious one. That's a commitment, though, to listen to the entire song. But Somebody Love is, you know, it's a good one. There's a lot of good ones, though. Oh, I am joined by Eddie DeTaser. I don't know why I'm struggling so much with that today. I think it's because I've gotten in my head about it and can't do it anymore. But Eddie DeTaser.
There it is.
What are your thoughts on the new renderings of the Public Museum that came out this week?
I loved it when I saw it because let me start by saying I love how Milwaukee has beautiful old architecture, but
same.
I love the infusion of newer and more trendier looking things. Like, you go to other big cities and you see a lot of newer things. I would love to see Milwaukee hold on to our really historic looking buildings and then do some newer things like this. But I think it looks really cool. It reminds me of the shipyard in New York. It's a big like brass building in New York, and it has like a weird shape.
Oh, the new one.
I forget what it's called, but it reminded me a lot of that. When I first saw the renderings of it.
It does remind me of that, and now I can't think of what it is, but it opened while I was still living in New York, and it was on the west side, and it's a beautiful, it's massive, and you can also walk like the spiral of it. And so, but yeah, it's like basically like a huge art project that is also, it's not technically a mall, but there's tons of shopping in it, and it's a huge entertainment.
Hudson Yards.
There you go, Hudson Yards.
Yep.
I thought it was cool. It's not built yet, but it was funny because I looked up Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record, who always has, you know, something snarky to say. His description was, it was, quote, "Everyone is an architect day on Monday when the Milwaukee Public Museum unveiled new renderings at the new Milwaukee Public Museum. Cool, said some. Awful, cried others. Us, we think the new place looks pretty neat, like a fleet of Jawa sandcrawlers ribbed for your pleasure." And so I think it looks cool. I think having unique buildings like that is probably always good. Like, think about how much, you know, you see the art museum on Lake Michigan that looks like a spaceship. I think it was it iCarly that literally did use it as like a set for a spaceship or something like that? There was some show that used it that was like, this isn't a museum, it's an aircraft. Yeah, and
it's,
so
it's been used for quite a bit.
Yeah, so I think it's a good thing. But the more interesting piece that I missed that you pointed out to me yesterday is that it may not keep the name the Public Museum, because it's technically run by a private nonprofit, and it will in the future not always be property of the county. Is that, I mean, it's not decided yet, but was that a proposal that I just totally missed from earlier this year?
I think that, and I'm not like complete positive, but all the stuff I have seen was that it's a 501c3 that's going to be running it, and they will be taking a lot of private donations to keep it running. As we know, it is, you see what's happening in our schools, our parks, our museums, especially in Milwaukee, the public funding is not where it needs to be, and that's a whole different episode. But you know, they're raising millions and millions of dollars from private people to get this, so it'll be open to the public.
Yeah, like they're not going to charge you to get into to see it, but it's not going to be we're not paying for it as taxpayers necessarily.
From my understanding, yes. And we won't directly be paying for it. I feel like there's always an indirect cost when these type of buildings go up, whether it's, you know, taxes that get added onto things or money grants that come out. Like, it looks like $40 million coming from Wisconsin, $45 million from Milwaukee County, and then another $25 million from private donations. So it's, the money's really coming from all over. But I mean, I think it's going to be great for the city. I think the city needs more places like that, where when people come, like people come from out of town, they go to Summerfest, they love to see the art museum. But how can we spread things like this across a city so it's not all of that impact doesn't always just land right next to Pfizer?
Yeah, and I think, and with such a unique looking building like that, it becomes a destination onto itself. But I think it's, I mean, going back to the name thing, I mean, just in the time that I've lived in Milwaukee, I think there'd be a lot of people who would be very upset if, because one of the suggestions where the name could change to is the Wisconsin Museum of Nature and Culture or something like that instead of the Milwaukee Public Museum. And I feel like people would have a conniption if they found out that they could not, if it was not going to be called the Public Museum anymore, because people don't like change
at all.
And so does it matter? Why change the name? I think there would be so much pushback on that if they go through with it, because I feel like the argument isn't even that strong, of because it insinuates that it's a publicly funded entity. Is that why? Like, is that, that's the only reason why? It's like, no, this is just what it's always been called.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's, you know, you saw when County Stadium became Miller Park.
And then when Miller Park became American Family
Insurance Park, people complained when they said the name of Fiserv, and now it rolls right off your tongue, and that was such a struggle for people right away.
Yeah, I mean, AmFam is fine. American Family, well, that's what I've joked multiple times, as you said, with public funding consistently drying up for these things that we all can enjoy, and the expectation that to pick up the slack goes to corporations or very wealthy people, and then it just puts us into a corner of like, well, it just depends on what they want to fund now, right? And so I joke that eventually on that was like Welcome to Wisconsin sign, eventually it's going to be like American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance, welcome you to Wisconsin, because we sponsor everything. I think they sponsored the fireworks this year. Because last year, even though COVID was in remission, I guess, around July of the of July 4th last year, if that's the best word you want to use for it, because it's not over, they didn't do it last year because there weren't enough workers to help with the fireworks, and they didn't have enough money to pay for it. So then they announced that last year American Family Insurance was going to help pay for the fireworks this year. So
thank you, AmFam.
Thank you, AmFam. All right, we're gonna take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about school